House of Blues.
In a couple weeks, or in a week.
October 3rd is the release date. Right. In stores October 3rd.
All right, great.
But we have our CD release show.
Oh, true. I didn't remember that.
Here in San Diego, we'll be actually on tour when the record comes out. So our record release for San Diego is on September the 16th at the Casbah.
Okay, it's cool. So
anyone in San Diego can get the record after the 16th.
All right, great. So where'd you guys record this album? Is it down here, up in LA? Or
We basically did we did the drums in San Diego, and then we shipped up, packed up, and went to Texas, to Austin, Texas, to record the whole thing. And then we just brought it back to mix, basically. So
we had a house in Austin, like a live-in kind of recording thing. It was awesome. I think it really captured what we got. Like, that's what made the record what it is, because we all got to live together for a month and kind of enjoy Austin city life. It's right during South by Southwest. We got to see a lot of other cool bands, get motivation. It's fun. It's real fun.
Like, the sound, I mean, just I heard a lot of the song, or a few of the songs tonight, and it seemed different. I've been to a few of your shows previously, so it just seems you guys have, like, a lot more, like, melody lines going through and things like that. I mean, is that kind of accurate? Are you guys kind of more...
singers.
Right. I think we put a lot of
emphasis on melody. I don't know. You know, we're, like, big fans of Beatles and stuff that's, like, pretty simple. You know, like, a simple hook or a simple melody can kind of get anybody's attention. So, harmonies a lot of that. Jim and I are really good. So,
the band always kind of had a knack of people calling out the fact that there was always a lot of harmonies, and, like, there's never really an emphasis on kind of, like, a one singer type thing. It was always, like, what was ever, like, best in the song. So when we went to do this, I think it was kind of the focus of, you know what, let's just write good songs and take that kind of like the next level.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to have someone go like, oh wow, that's the most creative, interesting thing I've ever heard. But you kind of want to be able to sit down and just write a good song from start to finish. And that's what we set out to do.
Cool. So that's one thing I want to ask you guys about, is the writing of the songs. I mean, how do you guys go about that? Is it a collaborative thing, or do you have someone who's a lyricist? Like, do you know?
We got one of those magic eight balls, and instead of giving you answers,
awesome. All right,
you just roll and give this.
So that's why I heard absolutely not a chance.
Not a chance. A lot of not a chance.
Definitely maybe. It's all right.
Exactly. I think we usually someone brings in an idea out of practice. It starts at a very baby form, and everybody's got their little niche. They add to it, and lyrically, we do a lot of stuff where more than like exact words, we'll come in with a concept of what the song will be about, and everybody will kind of get in the idea of what the concept of the song's about and add stuff in. And we have some songs that are really personal, and then we have songs that are just kind of like just fictitious stories, kind of like, you know, like are really random. And I think we all get our 2 cents in on it, so it's really collaborative. We're really a team effort.
So does it seem that the story or the concept kind of will come first, or do you guys ever have like, one of you kind of goes, oh, check this out, I did this?
It's a pretty healthy mix of all of them. Well, I think all of us have spent time like in bands besides like before this, where you were maybe a songwriter in a band in addition to whatever else you played, and maybe some other people just kind of followed behind that. It's almost like we get spoiled in this band where everybody's definitely a songwriter. And it's whether someone comes in with like, I'm humming this note, I'm hearing this line, or I have this phrase I want to say, or I like this progression and this like lick, or hey, wouldn't it be kick-ass to write a song about blah, blah, blah. Everybody's really receptive to what everyone says, because I think everyone is a songwriter in this band. So it's almost like people get homework even, like after practice, they'll go home and everyone kind of marinate, and they'll come back the next day and be like, yeah. I mean, most of the time, the song ends up maybe 10 years from where you thought it was going to be when you started. As long as we're all satisfied, it ends up being something we play, something we record.
So, what's the first single that we're looking at? I saw you guys are in
Spin Mountain. It's a song called Radar. It's the first track on the record. It's actually a song we've been playing for about a year now. We actually did a couple demos for it about a year ago. We've just been fired up on it. I think it's kind of what gave us the drive to do the new record. We just really energetic, and I think it's probably the one song on the whole record that like embodies our sound, which is like, you know, lots of harmonies, really energetic, lots of guitar work and percussion. So we thought we'd put that out first, not because it fits the single standard, but more because it represents us the best. So probably one of our favorite songs to play, so we're pretty stoked on it.
Great. And how long have you guys been together as a band?
3 years.
Almost 3 years now, yeah.
Like, you guys are all in bands close,
yeah, though. Brad's actually probably, Brad was in a band called The Classified.
Right, yeah, I heard about the reunion.
Yeah.
Which is
awesome,
a rumor.
Story. Awesome story.
It's a rumor.
Yeah, but we should take the hint.
Yeah. Jamie was in a band called Causeway, which was kind of like Incubus-style stuff. And Jim did some, this is throwing it back. Jim was in a sixth wave.
It was actually the seventh wave.
Seventh wave style. Everybody's past bands are like, I think everybody's taken their...
Wait, I ignored mine.
Oh, I was in a little hardcore band.
Parting shot?
Yeah, pretty waxed up, but... I think we've all learned from our old bands, but still have a nice place in our heart for them.
Mike's from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm not from San Diego, so...
So where are you guys from? So, I mean, it's... Most people in San Diego aren't from San Diego, so you guys are definitely a San Diego band now and in here now, but where did you guys all grow up?
I'm basically a military brat that bounced all over the place and spent like most of my life in San Diego for like the past 14 years maybe.
So, nice.
I'm probably here. I'm not even the longest San Diegan here.
Nah, dog.
These guys are.
Jim.
I was born at Mercy Hospital. And,
local boy.
You know. Living in Mara Mesa. Grew up in Mara Mesa.
I say Mara Mesa.
Okay.
Yeah. You're what? A script? You're
I've lived in San Diego since I was like 5. So
that's pretty.
Yeah. I was born in Austin, Texas, and moved here military too. And,
that's why we recorded the record there. We wanted to channel Jamie's.
Where do we have the most concentrated families where we can eat for free? Right.
Actually, Jamie does have a amazing family in Texas, and it worked out really well.
The barbecue out there is.
Yeah. We all put on 5 pounds for the morning. It's pretty good.
Mike's a big fan of barbecue chicken.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
So you ready? You like the food in the South?
Oh,
Yeah, definitely.
We wrote a little on the advanced copies of the CD. We wrote like a little. Kind of like a paragraph or a little short story about what brought us to write this record, and that little it sums everything up between food and inspiration and all that stuff, and drinking and
fighting.
And fighting.
Put 4 guys in a house long enough.
Five or six.
Enough guys. We had a real world experience.
Especially guys,
you need your space and time. But it's all on the record, so that's what we're going to look back at it as a...
In Austin, I mean, that is actually a big music town, right? So did you guys ever go test out some of your songs there? Like, just kind of...
We played a show, like, the day we were done with the record. We started a tour, and we went to San Antonio and played a show, which was awful.
Yeah, we realized if we don't play for a month, we're probably...
Suck.
Yeah,
but I think we snuck in like a couple of like new songs after hearing them. It was fun. Even though we've all not been here our whole lives, or even the couple of us that have, like San Diego local music has been a huge influence on us, like in general. But one thing we wanted to do was write a record that didn't sound like it came from San Diego, because I think the city has a definite sound, at least amongst the bands that we like respect, kind of. And a lot of them are like very Casbah-ish type bands. So it's fun to go be fish out of water, and I think we all soaked up like a bit of like the barbecue, the twang of Texas, whatever you want to call it, but I don't know. It's definitely something different for us.
I think we have an acoustic guitar on the record.
Really? So are you guys all doing this full time now? I mean, this is it?
If this was the cliff that you had to jump off, we jumped off a while.
If this is our bank account, that would be...
That's my bank account.
Empty. We're broke.
When did you guys know you were really going to go for it with this band? Like, this band, we got the sound, we're ready to go for it.
That's a good question.
It was a year and a half ago.
Yeah, but like, what was the thing? I can't think of like one
thing. That's a good question.
That's a good question.
You know what? I don't even think it was like a matter of making a conscious decision. Be like, hey guys, you all in or what? Like, I don't think any of us have ever been in a band with people that were equally as passionate about music and like as driven before. So when we'd all like be in it, it was just like, wow, we're all on the same page with how important music is to us. Like, we would be foolish if we didn't try to push this as hard as we could, because we've never been in this situation with people who were just as into it as we were. And so it was just kind of like, we always talk about it as funny being like setting small goals. Like, we would just have these tiny little like, maybe we'll play this club, and then maybe we'll make this, and we'll do this. And then all of a sudden, you just keep doing that. And then you look back, and you're like, wow, we've come a bit. And why not just keep setting these goals?
I think we all quit our jobs too early.
We thought it was going to be like, oh, we'll go on tour. It'll start just rolling.
And then we got home, we're like, damn, nobody has a job.
I feel bad for our friends the most, because I don't think I've bought a beer for a buddy of mine in so long.
Oh, wow.
Former member.
Anthony Leavis.
You want to say a word, Anthony? You may be a member.
Anthony's an original Transit War member.
Yes.
Right, cool. So we have a special guest.
Special guest.
We're doing an interview.
Hey, shout out your San Diego band.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to check out Archery.
Great band. They're from San Diego, too.
But what we need, when we can afford
these guys are the best freaking guys ever.
When we can afford to get Anthony regular haircuts, he'll join the band.
I know you guys are ready to kind of go party and stuff.
I don't think we have an automobile.
Yeah. Our band broke down on the way here.
Yeah, so yeah, tell me about that. I was going to be here a little earlier, and then,
we've had a hell of a week.
It's been a crazy week. We take two steps forward, and then we take, like, five steps back. That's our latest thing.
Definitely.
We have good fortune, and then a couple things go wrong, but...
We're all buying lottery tickets tonight.
Yeah, we're going to buy lottery tickets.
This is opposite.
We can cash in on the two steps forward.
Well, our band broke down today.
Check this out. Yeah, our band broke down today, but where does Transit War take their van to get fixed?
Yeah, this is true.
Transit War goes to the Ferrari dealership.
To get we got friends in high places.
Not even joking.
we know a guy.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, right?
We got a guy.
So now your van can do how much in 0 to 60?
Yeah, exactly.
Half an hour.
We don't have to change our oil for like 12,000 miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for sure. No, but what other van in America or in the world can say they get their van taken care of at Ferrari?
We do.
Pennywise, bro. No, they're Maserati.
So the tour, you guys, I checked out your tour calendar. You went to like Kansas and kind of Midwest.
Doing a lot of the Midwest.
We're slaves of the Midwest.
We are.
I think we do the Midwest a lot, which is a good place to tour because you have to go through it. So
yeah.
We always joke around now where it's like, we spent so much time playing in San Diego, but once we started like touring, it was so like intensive and as far as how much distance we were covering on a regular basis that it's humorous now that the way you kind of know your way around San Diego, like, I'm going to go here. I'm going to take 15 to this and that. You can start going like, oh, we got to go to Richmond. You're like, okay, cool. So let's take like the 80 over the 95. We'll do this. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
But on a side note, we did just get a navigation system.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Amazing. Now we're real lazy.
Now it's like, once you start getting towards the West Coast, it's like, you type in the navigation system in and out.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's like, turn right here.
You guys like check out Chick-fil-A or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
They're putting one out here.
Yeah, there's already one out here. Not necessarily here.
White Castle hamburgers.
White Castle's no good.
Never go to White Castle.
Too much hype.
No good.
Too much hype.
So you guys drive around the whole country, or how do you do this?
No, we have two helicopters and then the van.
Very good. Yeah. Awesome.
Just driving.
We've done the states a couple times. The states. Because sometimes we do a Euro.
Yeah,
we haven't done anything outside of U.S. yet.
Nothing outside of U.S.
We're really hoping to get to Europe.
Not yet.
Japan. Iran. We really want to do Iran.
Yeah.
I was thinking if we could do like the
U.S.
the
rock
outdoor.
The boat.
Yeah. Something like that.
The Transit War, I mean, does it mean it's hard to get on the trolley? What does it mean?
I like that.
Where did Anthony go? Maybe he should answer that
actually,
one.
Actually, Anthony named the band, and we really should come up with a clever story for it, but we just like to play on words. I don't know. You know, it's almost like an event that's bigger than a band, which is kind of cool, but yeah, there's no really clever story about it. Just a couple like words we like, but... I think it stands out. It's kind of cool.
Besides our van breaking down and high gas prices.
I think we jinxed ourselves with it. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Maybe.
We have more transit issues than probably anybody.
No, we got like the ongoing joke. It's like the luck of the transit war. Like if it can go wrong, it will definitely go wrong for us.
However, I think that it's going to be a popular phrase in the future. Not because of our band, maybe, but there's going to be some serious transit issues with oil gone, and I don't know. We're not.
Yeah, it's actually getting more and more appropriate, really.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I want to trademark it before CNN takes it. That's what I think is going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Exactly, like the war on terror, the transit war.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the Cooper 360, then we'll, the transit war.
Yeah, we'll quit the band and we'll just be chilling off the name.
Oh, CNN's running. Yeah. Check, please.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I mean, I really appreciate you guys' time.
Oh, thank you.
No, no problem. Sure, I mean,
and we appreciate yours.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Cheers. Do you guys mind since we're the Pirate Pod, like giving like an R, you know, thing?
Oh, wait.
Like,
oh,
wow. Yeah. All right, so what's the Pirate's favorite band, guys?
The Transit War.
That's probably the worst thing.
Thank you so much.
The bastards we create, and you're out.